Today, Housing Secretary Henry Cisneros said that the administration's policies seem to have alleviated homelessness. Cisneros cited a new study by Columbia University as evidence that thousands of people have been helped by government programs, programs that provide services and transitional housing, not just shelters. As NPR's Barbara Bradley reports, advocates for the homeless say the effort has only made a dent in a large problem.
For 6 years, Rachelle Johnson was on and off drugs, losing her children and her home in Miami. For 7 months, she lived in a tool shed until someone referred her to a government-funded program that found her work and transitional housing. Now, Johnson told a press conference as housing and urban development officials looked on, she lives with her husband and 5 children in a rented house. She's acted in Wendy's commercials and now helps other homeless people find jobs.
I am an example of the American dream. I am an example of what the American dollars are doing for the homeless community. And I hope that we do get more funds.
Johnson put a face to some positive statistics for outgoing Housing Secretary Henry Cisneros. Today, a study released by Columbia University, which HUD commissioned, estimates that in 1995, at least 94,000 people were placed in transitional and permanent housing programs. That's quadruple the number in 1992. The figure could go as high as 290,000 people. Part of that is due to money. Between 1993 and 95, HUD doubled the funding for homeless programs. But Cisneros gave much of the credit to a new approach to homelessness. For years, he said, homeless people were given 3 hots and a cot, 3 hot meals and a bed to sleep in for the night. 3 years ago, Cisneros said, HUD began providing a range of services to the homeless, employment services, psychological, drug and alcohol abuse counseling, and transitional housing. It was called the Continuum of Care Program.
The difference in this continuum of care approach is that it deals with the fundamental problems of homelessness, the real problems of homelessness, and that it does it in a way that leads people somewhere. It tries to bring people along the continuum to independence, to self-sufficiency, to an independent life.
It's a very small dent, unfortunately.
Patricia Malahi Fugere is executive director of the Washington, D.C. Legal Clinic for the Homeless. She says the Clinton administration has taken the right philosophical approach. But, she says, even if a person moves along the continuum, gets a job, and wants to move out of a shelter, there are few affordable choices.
So I think the continuum of care could come into sort of a logjam on the back end if we don't have the permanent housing resources in place for people to be directed to once they have successfully transitioned along this continuum.
Fugere says in Washington, D.C., which also has a continuum of care program, 10,000 families are on a waiting list for public housing. She adds that welfare reform may create a new cadre of homeless and reverse the gains the government has made. Today, Secretary Cisneros voiced the same concern and mentioned one more. The White House has proposed cutting programs that help the homeless for the next fiscal year. Cisneros said if the wrong decisions are made about welfare and funding, the number of people on the streets could easily grow. I'm Barbara Bradley in Washington.